Well, Ollie, delighted to have you in the studios here in Highland Radio to look forward to the season ahead. And I suppose the first question will be, if you're a coach in Ireland, would you want to aspire to as being a coach of a senior club, particularly your own? You're the manager of Finn Harps. We're a week out from the start of the season. I'm sure it's very exciting for you.
Yeah, it's exciting times, Oisin. Yeah, busy times. Hell of a lot to do, and you know we're still not there. We still have a week, you know, to the Waterford game, and you know there's a lot of work to be done between now and then. Even don't mind in the last 2 months since I was appointed.
How's it been over the last couple of months for you? What's the reaction like, and how's the supporters and I suppose your playing staff got around, rallied around you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, most of the players and that, and you talk about that, I knew from before. I worked with it at some level, you know, so there wasn't going to be difficulty there. I've taken a few new faces in that. You know, I know the majority of the ones I've taken in and I've worked with them or I've seen them, you know, when they were playing with different clubs. So that type of way, you know, I know what I have. And, you know, before, if you like, we took them in. As regards the supporters and that, you know, the welcome I got was second to none. But, like, you know, that little honeymoon kind of season, if you like, is well and truly over. And, you know, we're well into the hard work. And it is hard work, Oisin. Yeah,
has it been a bigger challenge than you thought it would be?
I knew it was going to be a challenge. Yeah, it's busy, as I said earlier on there. It's, you know, you're on the go, you know, a fair amount of time. But, look, come here, it keeps you out of trouble. And, you know, I've no problem doing that hard work.
Yeah. Harps last year, it was a disappointing season for the Donegal club, but there's no quick solution to the disappointing season from last year, and your appointment's seen as a long-term project, isn't it, Ollie?
Well, yeah, that's my opinion on it. You know, time will tell. I mean, you know, it depends obviously what way results go on that, but there's no quick fix to this without any shadow of a doubt. I'm not trying to take the pressure off me by saying that, but you know, it'll take a lot of hard work by the players, by the club, by the staff. And, you know, should we get that in place, and that's what we're looking for at the moment, if we get that in place, you know, we'll slowly but surely turn things around.
Before we look at the squad, I know developing youth football has been a major thing of your career, obviously at school level and indeed at Ulster Senior League. Is that the key component that made the board at the time decide that Ollie Horgan's the right man for this job here and to move the club forward with the youth structure?
I can't answer that, but you know, you better ask the board that. I would presume that that's part of the reason, because that has been my background, obviously. But look, you know, yeah, of course, there'll be youth players and there'll be some of the 19s already in with us and training with us and will play a part. But, you know, you also need experience in that league. You know, the first division, you know, in the last 12 months with Shelburne getting relegated into it, with Galway SC coming on board, it's a stronger league than it was in the last couple of years, and you know we need to get stronger even from where we were to try and compete with that.
You mentioned experience. You brought James Gallagher back to Finn Harps again. Obviously, he was a manager in the past, and he was with Derry last year. How crucial of a member of the team will he be for you?
James, I mean, you know, I took my time in looking for people that I could trust, people with experience, people with maybe the same ideas as I had, and James ticks every box in that case. You know, a huge help to me, a huge help to the team. He's been there before. Was in with Derry and has gained experience there as well, and it's a huge help to me, and you know, there's not a problem with that, Oisin.
You mentioned, you talked about passion when you took over the job and the change of attitude in Balba Faye. Have you seen that spark of passion with the current players that you have there and the people around you?
Yeah, in bits and pieces. You know, the pre-season has gone okay. You know, the fact that a number of games, you know, didn't go ahead maybe on grass and went to AstroTurf maybe wasn't ideal. There's nothing we could do with that, with the conditions. We saw it in bits and pieces. There was a bit of spark in UCD in the second half. A little bit of spark. We played the schools international side a little bit that night. You know, it certainly isn't there yet. It certainly isn't there to the extent that I would like it to be there. But that'll take time. I think the players are beginning to maybe buy into this. And, you know, please God, you know, they will in time for next Friday.
Yeah, we have the team sheet here in front of us. We're looking down through the panel of players that's there at the moment. And there's a good mixture of experience when you look at the likes of Kevin McHugh, Funston, Call, James Doherty, just to name a few. And then there's the young guys there as well, and the new boys that's coming in. Ollie, is it balanced enough for you there to compete at the top? Do you think?
Look, you know, we're not going to make a note of expectations of where we're going to finish. We know how difficult it's going to be. You know, we're trying to maybe get things steadied here, get the team in shape that'll be difficult to beat, and we'll compete with the other sides. As I said to you, you know, earlier on, Oisin here, like, you've got your Galways there. There's no more views of Salt Hills anymore. You've got a tighter league with Shelburne coming down, with Longford, with the personnel they've taken down from the Premier Division. It's going to be very, very difficult. And you know, nobody knows it, you know, better than I do, to be very honest with you. I've watched these teams last year. We're not going to start saying we're going to do this, we're not going to do that. We genuinely don't know where we're going to going to be at the end of the season. But it won't be for the lack of effort, Oisin. You know, we'll try and get things done as professionally as possible. You know, we will be up against it in games without a shadow of a doubt. But so be it. You know, it won't be for the lack of trying in competing with them, Oisin.
How key is it then to have the likes of them older players there and the guys that have been around Fun Park for the last number of years involved in that, and in that scenario of play then?
Yeah, you need that experience there. I mean, there's players that have been there for a lot longer than I have, obviously. You know, we need to have them on board, and I think we have. I think they've bought into what we're trying to get out of them, of what we're looking for. As you said earlier on, you know, there's no point in me going with 18 kids tied out against Waterford the next day, but we will go and have a little bit of a mixture, and especially come the good pitches and good weather, we'll take in one or two more of maybe the under 19 players, and to be part of their squad, and you know, that type of way we would hope to progress.
And obviously brought a couple of new players in this year at senior level, the likes of Rory Keaton, who's bagged a couple of goals in a pre-season. We've also got Carol Tawfik, who was capped at underage level for Ireland. That's just two names that I'm looking at here. Are these the sort of player that you first of all earmarked when you took over the job?
Look, I know Rory Keaton. Rory would have worked with us with the schools international side 18 months ago. He's only an 18-year-old kid. He's a Sligo kid. I've watched him quite a lot in the under-19 league. He's still only a kid, but he's done well. He's very enthusiastic. He wants to be here, which are the people we want to have. You know, we're getting there. We want people that want to be in Finn Harps, that want to work, you know, and when things go wrong are willing to get up the next week and work again and prepare for our next game. And that's going to happen. And to me, Rory fits that bill. He's a good kid, but at the same time, Oisin, he's 18 years of age. He hasn't played any League of Ireland senior game. He probably wasn't ready or is ready at the moment to go into the Sligo team, who are full-time professionals. So, yeah, I spoke to Sligo and asked them, were they interested in him coming out alone for the first part of the season anyway, and he's done quite well, and yeah, he's a new face with a good attitude, which is what I want.
Four home games in the month of March, one in the cup and three in a home. If you could take points in them matches, it would be a good start for Finn Harps.
Yeah, come here, if you can take points in those matches, you know, that's an if, but you know, yeah, you have four games, as you say, out of five, including the League Cup game at home. You know, probably in a negative side is that we haven't got on the pitch in Finn Park yet with the conditions, and you know, the groundspeople are trying to get it right for the Waterford game, and you know, that type of way, we, you know, I hope to got two games on that pitch before our first game. That hasn't happened. We had to move them to AstroTurfs, etc. So that type of way, you know, it's a little bit disappointing, but at the same time, there's nothing that can be done with the conditions that were there. Roger.
Well, it'll take you the first, I suppose, round of matches, the first third of the season, to sort of give yourself an idea of where you're at this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're going into it fairly blind. As I said, we have no expectation of where we're going to finish. The players will be under no pressure as regards what position in that table we finish. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, you don't know, Oisin. No one can tell where we're going to finish this season. As I said to you, you know, I watched Galway play last week there in Galway, and they're flying at the moment. They have a serious squad together. They're in serious good shape. But this is, you know, we haven't kicked a ball yet. God knows what they're going to be like in a couple of months' time. But yes, there are teams out there that might be in better shape than us at the moment. We're not hiding that. But we'll get there, whatever length of time it'll take, Oisin.
Let's just go back to the structure of football at Finn Harps. And Harps obviously have a reserve team in the Ulster Senior League, which we've seen Derry won a number of years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, we raised this point in an Ulster Senior League preview a couple of weeks ago. Do you feel Finn Harps as reserves, as a feeder to the senior club, should be doing better than what they have been doing over the last number of years in that league?
In particular, to me, the function of our Ulster Senior League, our reserve side, would be to try and produce players for our first team. To me, that probably is more important than winning any Ulster Senior League, Oisin, by a long, long way. We'll be going this year with a lot of young lads, a lot of the kids that were in the 19 league, maybe kids that we look for in June in the window to come in for next year's under 19 panel, plus a number of players that would be pushing to get in the first team squad. So it'll be a very, very young side, Oisin. To me, I have no problem if they don't win a game of any sort in it, so long as there'll be one or two players that might become available to me and be able to step up to the League of Ireland. So no, I have absolutely no problem as regards what position they finish in the league. Yes, of course I would like them to develop one or two players that might be able to step up to the League of Ireland level.
And finally, Ollie, is there a positivity in the camp at the moment? Is there an enthusiasm there to represent the Fun Harps crest, to get the jersey on, and obviously not alone Fun Harps but Donegal this year?
Well, look, that's what we looked for from the start when we came in. Both myself and James have preached about this, that we want people who want to be there, people who are willing to work, especially when things go wrong. And we feel that we're getting there. We've taken in a few new faces who are very positive, who want to be there. The likes of Carl there, you know, positive face, very eager to learn and very eager to be part and wants to play with Fin Harps. And that's what we want there. And I think we're getting together a squad. I'm not saying how well or poorly we'll do, but to be fair, we want people who have pride in playing there, that want to be there. And as I said to you twice earlier on, especially when things go wrong, that are willing to come in on the Monday or on the Sunday after a game and want to get it right for the next weekend. And that's what it's going to be. There'll be a hell of a lot of ups and downs in this, and we need people that are men that want to battle, and we're getting there. I think we're getting there. You know, we may need to sort one or two things as the season progresses, but that's what we've asked of them. There is quality there, yes. It's whether the question that their attitude is correct and the work rate is correct, and basically that they're willing to dig in when things get hard.
Yeah. Ollie, many thanks for coming into the studio today, and we wish you all the best of luck with the season ahead.
Thanks for watching that.